Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
4 minutes off our next racing commitment at Ipswich. George Ferrugia joins me to go through the quaddie legs at Sandown Park this afternoon. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're straight into this look at Sandown. The first leg of the quaddie is at 3.29. Five is a vacant box. The Tabfixed odds favourite, 3 Shanlon Kim, 2.70. 3.50 Hamilton off the check, and 4 Time Roll, $3.50. Night Shift to 3.90. Half the field given a chance here, George.
Yeah, look, good little race. I've gone with Hamilton on top. It's two wins at Sandown, and its first couple of starts were really good. It showed some good speed, Brendan, but it just does get a little bit tired. So I expect it to set up a nice little lead here. Shanlon Kim, clearly the danger. Her last probably 6 weeks of racing has been outstanding. Not quick early, but gets to the line well. Number 4, Time to Roll, clearly has the ability. It's gone 22.42 at Warrigal on debut, and then we'll throw in number 8, Night Shifter. He's only had the 2 starts, but did win at Geelong in 25.80 pretty impressively last start. So 2 to beat 3, 4 and 8 in race 5.
Race number 6 is the 4th heat of the Vicbred Series for the 6-7s. 5 is a vacant box, 7 to run. 6 Ridge is the favourite, really short. $1.35 over Family Trust at 4 and Rocket Jet $8.50.
Yeah, look, he's a greyhound with ability, there's no doubt. He can be a bit hit or miss at box rise. When he gets it right, he should just be winning this. I think the vacant box on his inside, that Brendan, will only help his chances here. I thought he'd win, but I'm a little bit surprised that he's that short. I did throw in number 1 as well, Family Trust. But 3 starts ago in 30 and 28 was a nice little win. Has placed in 2 of 3 off box 1. So 6 to beat 1 in race 6.
Race number 7, 6 to run here, 3 and 6 vacant boxes, a 4-5 over the 5.15. Lectra Yo-Yo, 2.70, 2.90, Mighty Marvin, Call Me Chloe, 3.80.
Yeah, again, I'm a little bit surprised that Lectra Yo-Yo's favourite. I thought Mighty Marvin might be. I've got it on top. Liked its win at the Meadows 2 starts ago. Gone back to Ballarat, it ran 24.98. Brendan, I know the track was good that day, but that was a very good win. Its first split of 6.54 is outstanding. I've got it on top to win here. Over number 8, Call Me Chloe. Back-to-back wins at Sandown were very good in April. Another one that can show some speed. We'll throw in number 1, Electra Yo-Yo. The only issue I have is that 5 starts here without one placing. A couple of its runs have been behind some very good greyhounds in Quira Bale and Webleck Jet, so I can understand that it is a little bit shorter in the price. And number 5, Fernandez, another one that's going to be vying for the early lead. Provincial form is very good. 2 to beat 8, 1 and 5 in race 7.
Race number 8 is a 4-5 over the 595. 7 comes out 9 into the field. Graceland Bale, number 4, 280. $4 major sacrifice. Pilbara, 4.25, 50. Hostile Savage off the yellow.
Yeah, really keen on Major Sacrifice here. I like these greyhounds that show good form over the 500 and good speed. Did win in 29.33. That was back in December, but stepping up to the 5.95 for the first time. It usually when greyhounds like this step up, they have a little bit more room to move early because they're up against so much speed over the 5.15. I think Major Sacrifice is the class runner who will get the job done. Graceland Bale's last 2 runs at Ballarat have been very, very good. 13.75 and getting defeated. That's a very hot run at Ballarat. Number 3, Pilbara. It's got a good record here, this track and distance, and a nice PB. But keen on Major Sacrifice, 6 to beat 4 and 3.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best bet for the Sandown Park program, please, George.
Yeah, quaddie numbers 2, 3, 4 and 8 into 1 and 6 into 1, 2, 5 and 8 into 3, 4 and 6. And even though we're having a little bit of insurance in that last leg of the quaddie, I am keen on Major Sacrifice. That's our best today. The rest of them, there's a couple of shorties outside the quaddie legs. But race 8, number 6, Major Sacrifice, I think can get the job done.
Running a little bit late there at Ipswich. Do you like one in the Horizon final at Sale? A tremendous field assembled there for the first running of this series.
Oh, how good's that field? Sale would be absolutely wrapped. I mean, Dr. Tucker, some very, very good greyhounds in that. I'm sticking with Dr. Tucker. I think he's just got an aura about him, that greyhound. Good win by Japara last night in the free-for-all as well, Brendan, defeating Christo Bale, one we tipped on radio. He just couldn't get the job done. And there's 2 group finals at Albion Park as well, Brendan, with Jungle Juice, the favourite in the Big Flying Amy Classic off box 1.
And the Pink Diamond series rolls on. That's going to be exciting, heading towards Bendigo.
Oh, absolutely. So the Maiden series has already kicked off for that. They started a week before, but then now we've got heats over 4 provincial tracks and then the grand final on June 18 where nearly $1 million in prize money is on offer. It's absolutely fantastic. Can't wait for that Bendigo to showcase a great night of racing.
George, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Talk to you next week, mate.
George Ferrugia there talking things greyhound racing. What a week. The Pink Diamond kicked off, the Speed Star, and, of course, the Horizon final this evening. Tremendous little period of greyhound racing at the moment.